Okay, this is the second year of what looks like it's going to be a three-year study. Last year, we were in a gin that didn't have a lot of moisture restoration capability. That was partly by design. And I looked at several moisture meters for the bale. And I'm getting ahead of myself. I'm supposed to thank people here. Thank Richard. We were at Burleson Gin. And it was really nice to not be so far from home. We were in fairly far eastern Georgia. I didn't know Georgia was so wide last year. I know now. But this past year, we were in West Tennessee. Thanks, Cotton Incorporated, for some funding. I guess it was state money. I'm not sure how that all works. But anyway, thanks for the money. And it didn't pay for all of it, but it paid for a lot of it. Okay, why are we interested in this? We don't want the moisture to be too low, but we also don't want it to be too high. 7.5 is the crucial number now. Cotton bale moisture measurement, historically slow, difficult, and unknown or poor accuracy. Some of the devices that are out there, lint measurements, which were not that useful for bales. Probes, we got the screw type probe, electronic electrode probe through the bale, microwave, which is what a couple people were talking about. I'm going to skip over that. Okay. In Georgia, we looked at the Ooster IntelliGen at before moisture restoration, Lumis, bale press pressure, a Tex-Mex, microwave, and a handheld Delmhorst. Delmhorst was the best of the handhelds in many ways when we reviewed them, I don't know, maybe 10 years ago now. And compared it all to the oven moisture test for loose lint that we pulled off the side of the bale. Some of the issues, last year we had low moisture levels, 3.6 to 6.7, no data near 7.5. IntelliGen was the most accurate uncalibrated, and that was only because there wasn't much moisture restoration. And it's a good meter where it is, but it doesn't really tell you about the bale if you've added a lot of moisture. The Tex-Mex was quite good after a sizable offset of 1.9 percentage points. Delmhorst was reasonable. That's the handheld. And we got a method to press it in better. And you have to have a temperature correction on that. So this past year, our goals were to get a higher moisture content, at least some of the bales, approach, maybe even go over 7.5, include higher moisture restoration levels, many bales over a range of dates and moisture contents at a commercial gin. This was Burleson Gin. They have a higher capacity steam type moisture restoration Tex-Mex that they own and they use for their moisture system control. I wanted to be able to know what the moisture content was before moisture restoration. A couple reasons. One, we would be able to tell how much moisture restoration we did. Some meters in the past have been less accurate or different accuracy or something, just not as accurate, when you've added a lot of moisture. And since in the gin previous year, they didn't add much moisture, I wanted to be able to add it and know how much I added so I could see if that was a problem. So we installed one of our IntelliGen stations with a lot of help from Ooster. Turns out it needed some work, and our computer didn't work anymore. We just had a lot of trouble, and they were very helpful. We used the Delmhorst probe again, and oven-based reference moisture with lint we pulled off the bale. So I combined all this into one big file, the Tex-Mex reading, the IntelliGen reading, the Delmhorst raw moisture, including the temperature at the interior of the bale, and the oven-based reference moisture. Ended up with 731 bales with data, which I thought was had reasonable data. I threw out, I think, three bales, which I had all the data for, but one of the readings just looked wrong. There was a couple others where they looked wrong, and I went back, and yeah, there was a typo. So those are the best kinds of mistakes you find when you look through it, is typos, because you can fix those. With the check samples, we pulled some samples out of the lint flu, and the Intelligen was accurate. Lint in the flu ranged from 4.1 to 5.4%. The 90% of the data of the bales were 4.1 to 6 of the actual bales now, and the mean bale moisture was 4.9. We had a few bales above 6, but not much above 6, and no bales were in the moisture content approaching 7.5. So we still haven't reached that goal of getting something up to 7.5. This is oven moisture now. Most bales had a moisture restoration from 0.1 to 2. 2, I think, is pretty good. So I think we achieved what we needed to here and at this gin with the data. A quarter of them had a moisture restoration of over 1.4%. This is going to give us data that will show us whether there's a problem with moisture restoration in the meat readings. It didn't start my clock. And the last one, well, yeah. Moisture from two sensors, lint from seed cotton and variable mounts added after ginning. Well, what this is moisture comes from two sources. You can not dry it and increase the moisture, or you can add more with moisture restoration. And like I alluded to, some meters will give you different readings for the same moisture content depending on where the moisture came from. That's a problem, because you really need to know what it is no matter where it came from. So I was trying to get in the gin, and it's hard. If you've never tried to do a controlled experiment in a commercial gin, it doesn't matter how wonderful the people are now and how cooperative they are, it's just really hard to get the good data. Trying to get a range of moistures, a wider range than we got, of drying, and plus a range in moisture restoration. We got a pretty good range in moisture restoration. The range of the drying wasn't as good as we wanted. And that was, a lot of that is because we just didn't have any wet cotton that we could. We weren't there, at least. We were there four times collecting samples. And I don't know, they may have had some wet cotton when we weren't there, but but we weren't there. So the Delmhorst data, without temperature correction, the mean was 7.1. The mean temperature of the bales is 113, and there was a range of temperatures, which is interesting. After temperature correction, the mean was 4.9. So if your bales are not at 70 degrees, like the manual says, the Delmhorst has to be corrected for temperature. This is just demonstrating that. Okay, some of the statistics, room square residuals, smaller is better. Uncorrected, the Delmhorst was the best after it's been corrected for temperature, and a lot of you aren't going to want to do that temperature work. You don't want to get the temperature, and you don't want to correct for it. So that's something maybe they ought to work on. With just an offset, which is the simplest correction, Sam Jackson Tex-Mex got to 0.4 and was the best. With other corrections, it was slightly better, but these are really not different. No practical difference in there. If you touch this mouse thing, it goes on to the next screen. You got to touch it hard, and then where's the little pointer? There it is. The Delmhorst, once you added you had a correction for temperature and a correction for offset and slope, you got to be as good as the Tex-Mex. And then, of course, the Intelligen, you really can't expect to do a good job of a reading before you add moisture when you're adding moisture. So one of my reviewers suggested I take more of that out than I did, but I took some of it out. Okay, that's the Delmhorst plot. These plots are all pretty much the same scale. So you can see the scatter and see the range. It's important to have a range. This range was what it looks like, 3.5 to 6.5 maybe. So that's a nice range. Certainly would like to have it closer to 7.5. This is Tex-Mex, and that's the simple offset with the Tex-Mex. The same scatter in both cases. The top part are uncorrected, they're diamonds. The bottom are triangles, and they're corrected. Same bales. But I had all the temperatures too, so I threw that in. Did you see that difference? Once you correct for temperature, it's even tighter band. This is not too surprising because microwave properties of water change with temperature. So that tightened it up a little more. In the paper, I discuss it briefly and say I don't think it's worth it commercially, even though temperature usually is relatively inexpensive. We tried a couple of things with temperature. I guess we were real foolish when we took our NIR probe and thought that it would work. That doesn't work at all. It reads the temperature of the outside fuzz on the bale, which is cotton, and it almost instantly goes to the ambient temperature. You really have to push into the bale to get the temperature. Okay, Tex-Mex corrected for temperature, lowered the root mean square residual from 0.4 to 0.35. That was statistically significant, very significant. And I'm saying of practical value, I'm not sure. It's better, but it's not. It may not be that easy enough to measure. The Ooster data. Now, it could be used to calibrate the Tex-Mex when no moisture is being added. Tex-Mex appears to be good for slope, so you just do an offset. And when we tried that with the data we had, it came out pretty good. Interesting that knowing the moisture content before moisturation did not improve the Tex-Mex data. Well, I used both the Delmhorst probe and the also, and it didn't improve it either, which really that really shouldn't. But it didn't improve the readings, so nothing improved it other than that temperature. Delmhorst, after correction for temperature, could be used to estimate the offset of the Tex-Mex. Not as accurate as desired for correcting Tex-Mex. It's not as accurate as a Tex-Mex, so you'd have to take a lot of bales before statistically you'd have a good number, but it would give you an estimate. I won't recommend that approach without some more work. Now, a little bit about moisture control. If corrected Tex-Mex data were used for control, the set point should be less than 6.7, maybe 6.5. They've put this offset. In this case, it was 1.8, and at the previous gen, the previous year, it was 1.9. I'm not quite sure why it's in there. Maybe to protect themselves. Maybe there's something that I have missed. Surely doesn't look like it after the number of bales I've gotten. But if you had the set point below 6.7, based on the statistics I've got, you would be fairly confident that you would almost never have a bale above 7.5. So you have to stay, you're trying to not go above a maximum, so you have to really stay a little ways below that. With the current system and the 7.5% set point, the actual set point is about 5.7. So if the gin runs with 7.5 as a set point on the Tex-Mex, really the set point is 5.7, and which is quite a bit drier. Okay, there were my thanks. Do I have time for questions? I got a whole bunch of time yet. Any questions? I know I'm keeping you from lunch. Okay, thank you.
All right, appreciate it. Let's give all our presenters another round of applause, please. Rick stayed there two or three times at my gin, and of course, we, as ginners, as producers, of course, I run about 30,000 bales of my own cotton through this gin, and I thought I was adding 2 or 3% moisture and counting the money, you know. But it after his research, he found out you was maybe putting in 2% sometimes, so at the best. And it's hard to you go for 2 or 3 years and you think you're putting right at 7% back at, you know, maximum back into the bale, and you're getting that added income there too, and you're not quite there. Now, when we did go up in moisture to the 8% range or so, we were having little problems with friction in the press. So there's things that you learn by his research, and there's still a lot of research to be done. But press works good until you get that friction, you know, really helps the press. So appreciate everybody. This joint session is adjourned unless anybody else has anything else. All right, Harris. Thanks, everybody. Hope you have a good year. Look forward to it. See you next year.